This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
The week is over, but wait, there's more.
Sound like I'm doing an infomercial.
But wait,
there's more week.
Right, there's another week coming, and you get it free. Right here, Talk Radio Countdown Show is on the air. The charts for the week of October 21st to the 25th. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. You can always tell, I think, if you're an astute listener, when I have Michael here and when I don't have Michael here. Not to say that there aren't other capable people who can go through the charts and talk about things, but Michael and I enjoy a long friendship, and you can probably hear that as we go through our conversations every week. But when he's not here, I miss him.
Oh, and that's so sweet.
I get long on the tooth, and I, oh, Michael's not here today.
Oh, Dougie.
We'll still go through all of you. Sound like Jennifer Horn now.
Does she call you Dougie?
Calls me Dougie. Been calling me Dougie for the 20-some-odd years I've known her. All right, so let's get to it. Stories and people, big list, big-time stuff. We'll discuss things that we've missed. I want to talk a lot about some of the interviews you've been doing and the rap, but we'll save that for the end of the hour. Right now, time for us to, we'll go through the list and we'll pick apart some of the things. I have some very specific questions I want to ask Michael about some of these stories, very strong stories.
Okay, here we go as we perch our patooties on partisan polls.
Very good. You've been practicing. Wait a minute. That's not the first time you said that. You said that somewhere else beside here. Come on. Admit to
it. And when I did, I flubbed it. So this was the first perfect one. No. At number 10, we have Snowden on UFOs.
I think it was great, by the way. We'll talk about that a little bit. So.
At number 9, we have Representative Katie Hill scandal, and the and there's nudity involved.
Yes, and Nazis and nudity. Woo.
Right, and we're going to show those pictures on this show.
Absolutely. Post them online at Talkers.
No, not online, right on the radio.
It's
a theater of the mind.
Right.
The Farrow book and the Me Too movement are tied at number 9 with the Representative Katie Hill scandal. I learned a word I never heard. A thruple. A thruple.
What's that? I never heard that.
That's a three-way couple.
Oh, and, okay.
Yeah, you learn something every day.
Are we talking about menage a trois? Is that basically
that's what we used to say back in France.
Menage a trois? Okay.
We used to call it a menage a trois.
Said that in college, never mind in France.
At number 8, we have the California wildfires and the power blackouts from PG&E. And those in the audience who are real old-timers will remember that PG&E is the name of a rock group, and their hit was Are You Ready? Do you remember that?
It was an L.A. group, actually.
Yeah. All right, you do
well,
remember them.
Civic Gas and Electric. Well, it's kind of like there are a couple of other groups that were like that, like... well, you know, Chicago Transit Authority, they first were called CTA. Remember that?
Wow, you remember that. Cool.
Oh, yes. Well, you and I, you know, we cut our teeth doing the same stuff. I wasn't quite as raucous as you, nor did I advance as quickly or as well as you did in the music world. I went right into talk. Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Chicago Transit Authority, before they were that, were called something like, I don't know if I have it right, The Big Thing.
I don't remember that. That's a step ahead of me.
Yeah, but it was either The Big Thing or The Great Big Thing or, you know, whatever. At number 7, climate change, gun control, and the economy. And at number 6, immigration reform, race relations, and health care reform. Interesting, all of these topics, there are 6 of them that I just cited tied at the number 6 and 7 position. They're all talked about because of the 2020 election, but they're not getting anything that's being done about them because we're so consumed with the reality show.
That's part of a question I want you to pursue with me after we get through the list.
Yeah, the show business capital of the world, Washington.
Yeah, right.
From the showbiz capital of the world, Washington, D.C. The Hollywood of the East Coast. At number 5, 2020 presidential race tied with the Clinton-Gabbard spat. That's hard to spit that
made
one out.
For TV movie. That's a
oh
stupid.
My gosh! Yeah,
it isn't at all.
It's disgusting. It's just disgusting. despicable.
Yes, it is.
Despicable. Okay. At number four, we have the Brexit turmoil and the Canadian election. At number three, we have Facebook hearings. At number two, the Syria troop withdrawal and Turkey sanctions lifted. And number one, the impeachment inquiry and the Ukraine scandal. Mm-hmm. The people place, we have at number 10, Edward Snowden. At number nine, Katie Hill, Ronan Farrow and Matt Lauer. At number eight, Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders. At number six, Hillary Clinton and Tulsi Gabbard. At number six, Boris Johnson and Justin Trudeau. At five, Mark Zuckerberg. He gets his own little loft there at number five by himself. At number four, Lindsey Graham and Adam Schiff. At number three, Bill Taylor and Gordon Sondland. At number two, Joe and Hunter Biden, the flying Biden brothers. Mm. And at number one,
being a high wire act.
Yeah, Donald Trump. Boy, talk about being in a tight spot there. I can imagine what the two of them
Trump?
Talk about. No, Joe and Biden. Hunter. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, on one level, they're part of a thing to discredit Trump, and another thing, they're discredited as collateral damage in the process. What a mess.
Yep.
It's all Tulsi Gabbard's fault.
It is, or Katie Hill, maybe at this point.
Well,
the business, you just said something that led me right into an area that I wanted to have us transgress, if you will. The items that you put together, sort of three, four in each position. So we got a half a dozen things that lead us to believe, when you look at them, that they're very important, but we're not doing anything about them because we have become. We've stagnated on the federal level, and impeachment is just the result, sort of all the stagnation. And the stagnation is because people are not doing what they're supposed to, what they're hired to do, what they're voted in to do. So I'm thinking that it's an interesting perspective to get from you how you feel about government at the federal level, at the state level, and at your local level. You live outside of Springfield, Mass. Do you involve yourself in local government? And is it effective, the government of your town? And how about the state of Massachusetts and the federal government? Do you think you're getting what you're paying for?
Wow, that's a very long series of questions.
It is, yes.
And so, students, I'm going to lecture
you
on local...
The fact is, look,
here's the problem. The problem is that anything big is a problem. Big government, mm-hmm. big business, big religion. Anything big, because what do they have in common? They're
big.
The cellular level, they're run by people.
Yeah.
And people, when organized, can be very self-serving, where the organization's well-being takes precedent over the original.
You can say that about the big radio companies.
Well, that's part of big business.
Yeah.
Big media is a subset of big business.
Yeah.
So what do I think of government? I think that government has to be watched very carefully by big media. Big media has to be watched very carefully by big government. And big religion's got to be watched carefully by big education. And I am a believer in the balance of powers. I think that the thing that the founding fathers were so brilliant about, infusing into our system called the United States of America and the Constitution, is that one division of the government is watching out for the other, oversight. I think it's very important. Otherwise, you have, autocracy and you have problems. So to answer your question, whether government is on a local level or whether government's on a national level, it's still government. It has power. They have enormous leverage over people's lives, and they have to be watched very, very carefully. To finish my little answer about local government, it's a shame that local newspapers and local radio have been having a lot of problems economically and have had to make major cutbacks in terms of their staffs, because with all the attention going to the reality show that's happening in Washington and the fascination we have with the grand master of entertainment, Donald Trump, and taking our eye off the ball of doing work or paying attention to what the dog catcher and the garbage collectors are doing. The scoundrels that are running local government on the city level, on the county level, even on the state level, are getting away with murder because they're not being held accountable on the same level they used to when local media was thriving, or at least more healthy than it is today.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, there's some food for thought there, for sure. It's the government. What I have a problem with is it serves itself, and not the. It doesn't. There's nobody else being served really by government. It's serving itself through campaign financing. These people are in, you know, for themselves for the most part. Not all of them, but. You know, you look at, like, this thing with Representative Katie Hill. I'd never heard of her before. She's from California. First time around for her. She's 32 years old. And she's going through a divorce, so her husband sends a bunch of pictures of her to a website, which then gets uploaded to a British tabloid, which then appears everywhere. And, you know, here we are. We're distracted. I don't know anything about this woman and her politics, what she's done since she's been, and I will never probably have the chance to get that information because she's done.
You'll never have the opportunity to meet her.
Well, I don't know about meeting her, but she's not cut out of the same cloth I am.
No.
But, you know, bong aside, the Nazi...
Oh, you're really getting into the weeds. That's right. She reportedly has Nazi tattoos and a naked picture of her with a bong.
Yeah. Right. But could she be an effective representative in spite of all of that?
Yes.
Maybe, but you'll never know because she's going to get her butt literally and figuratively tossed out.
Maybe she will and maybe she won't. I don't know. Maybe she'll go on to a bigger
Franken,
career.
You know, there's some people, she could be a reporter or be, you know.
Al Franken was sacrificed by the Democrats, so it looked like they don't support their own because he was very unpopular among his own party.
Yeah, he shouldn't have left.
That's what I'm saying. He was pushed out by his own people. He was not pushed out by the Republicans.
Same as what happened to Joel Heffley in Colorado. He was the chairman of the Ethics Committee, and he threw out, he's a Republican, and he threw out Tom DeLay because he was as crooked as the day is long, and he got rewarded for his work by getting, the Republican Party spent thousands of dollars to put up somebody to run against him, and he lost.
Because
he did his job.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Next is a breakthrough. This is for those of you who have high blood sugar compounds. If you are fasting because you want to get rid of the blood sugar in your system, maybe there's a better way. If you got pre-diabetic analysis from your doctor, or maybe you have a type 2 diabetes, or you like sugar, whatever it is, here's the product that will deal with that. This is all natural. The advanced glucose support you get from Curalin is like nothing else that's on the market. Everybody who has diabetes, has a story to tell, and this is a way for you to live happily ever after. I predict this will be one of the biggest things in the next 10 years to help people who have, I like sugar, and I'm taking a little of this because even though I'm not pre-diabetic, and I'm certainly, it doesn't show up on my blood count, I guess it's defensive. So they're all the categories of people who can use Curalin. It goes from one side to the room to the other. Curalin.net is the website. Curalin. It not only supports blood sugar levels, but helps digestion, reduces cravings. And now for a limited amount of time, you can receive $20 off your first order by using the code DJV when you go to Curalin.net. Code DJV, manage healthy blood sugar levels, save $20 off your first bottle, Curalin.net, code DJV.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
We'll be right back. Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Okay, that conversation doesn't continue. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison. Smile in my voice because Michael is here. Michael is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, and we are here ostensibly to look at some of the stories. We go through the list, and then we pick out some of the things that are important for us to get a handle on. Something is different. I don't know. Honestly, I'm going to leave this to you. Number one, number two, they are important. They are, according to your research, the number one most discussed items. But kind of in league with what I asked you about government before, I don't know that they're... What are you going to get out of continuing to talk about? Because I don't think anything has changed, really. You know, the impeachment thing may be getting a little hotter. The situation with Syria maybe is a little more defined. I find number three to be very interesting. The Facebook hearings back in front of Congress is Mark Zuckerberg, who is not a favorite of Congress, and he doesn't much like them either. The last time he was there, you remember, he got asked some really stupid questions by some old fogies who obviously don't understand. You know, they were asking about the iPhone. Hello. Okay, so you can use Facebook on an iPhone. He's got nothing to do with iPhone. Anyway, the focus, right?
Yeah.
The focus is on political advertising or political stories or news. So what do we take out of this with regard
what
to
what we take
facts?
Out of it is that we have to really sit down and think about how we deal with the new digital age in terms of the First Amendment.
Who's we?
We mean society.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you and I were co-king, it would just be the two of us. But
right.
We have to deal with Donald Trump first.
Yeah. Right.
Then we can have a thruple. The three of us will be king. But that being said, Facebook, Google, Twitter, all of these platforms that we consider to be, oh, how cool, you know, these offbeat little digital things that the kids were doing and the hip adults were doing. Hey, we're way beyond that. It's 2019. It's almost 2020. I mean, I'm already preparing for the 22nd century. And
are you really?
Oh, yeah. But we really are facing a bunch of really, really critical questions about freedom of speech, freedom from intrusive spying, you know, privacy issues. It really is coming to a very, very critical point. And that's what this represents, to answer your question. Mm-hmm. Is Mark Zuckerberg responsible for having this platform that he has created? Is he responsible for policing it in terms of what people consider to be truth versus
your
fiction?
Your answer to that question is?
My answer is he's responsible, like anybody is, to police their platform, but he's not responsible under law to have the right answers for it. In other words, you can't do it any more than you're responsible, if you're doing a daily talk show as you do, of knowing that every caller that calls you or every guest that you have is necessarily right. Not even whether they're truthful, whether they're correct. It can't be done. Anytime you try to dominate and police the marketplace of ideas, all you do is repress speech. You don't encourage it. We had that with the Fairness Doctrine. So the point is, no, I don't like Zuckerberg for a million reasons that are hard to explain. Some of them are gut. Some of them, I think he's arrogant. Some, I think they're very self-serving. I'm not a Facebook fan. That being said, I support his right to run the thing under the First Amendment of the Constitution. It's a private enterprise. It's not government-controlled, and it shouldn't be too much.
So he's not required then to give people equal time, that sort of thing. That's interesting.
No,
we'll talk a little more about this. We're continuing here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Calitrin has become the healthiest product in America for losing weight. Also great for your energy, your joints. It's a fabulous product. Been around for 20-some-odd years. It's an all-natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight. Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy muscle and weight loss together. Unlike other products that you take a number of times a day, you take once a day at nighttime, Calitrin. It won't give you jitters, keep you awake, or cause an upset stomach like some of the other unhealthy products around to lose weight. Go to TopLoss.com for your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days free. Two, for the price of one plus free shipping, use the promo code DJV at TopLoss.com. Get the great deal and lose the weight. Be successful. TopLoss.com for Calitrin. Make sure you use the promo code DJV.
Celebrate this spooktacular sizzling Sprint weekend with scary good savings at your local Sprint store. This weekend only, when you switch to Sprint, you can pick up the new iPad Gen 7 featuring an amazing 10.2-inch Retina display and smart keyboard on us when you add a new line on a qualifying plan. That's right. Get an iPad Gen 7 on us when you add a new line at Sprint. All you need is approved credit. Plus, when you switch to Sprint, you'll get $100 via prepaid MasterCard for each new phone you lease. The more lines you switch, the more savings you'll get. There's never been a better time to switch to Sprint. Stop by your local Sprint store during Sizzling Sprint Weekend, October 25th, 26th, and 27th, to learn more and check out other great deals. That's October 25th, 26th, and 27th at Sprint. Subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Requires port online registration and 60 days of service before card ships. Card terms, conditions, and exclusions apply. Member FDIC. iPad 7th Gen, 32GB, $0 per month after 1917 monthly credit for 24 months credit. Apply within two bills. If you cancel earlier.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Dozens of structures have been destroyed by a fast-moving wildfire in California's Sonoma County. More than 1,000 firefighters are battling the Kincade Fire. It broke out on Wednesday night, quickly spreading because of the high winds. Cal Fire's latest numbers show that it's consumed 16,000 acres, but it's only 5% contained. A one-time ally of President Trump's, who's become more and more outspoken about his decisions, is televangelist Pat Robertson, who now says Trump's troop pullout from Syria is like Neville Chamberlain's appeasement of Hitler, and it won't end well, says Robertson.
I promise you, as I'm sitting here right now, Russia is going to come against us, Turkey's going to come against us, China's going to come against us.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Is out and go back to the charts. Talk Radio is in the focus here. News Talk Radio. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here with the overview. He's given us the story. You want to review? Last week, Kevin started something. I was thinking, you know what? We ought not to go through these just once during the course of our hour-long get-together, but perhaps twice, just to highlight what the stories are for people who may not have heard at the beginning of the hour what the big stories were. Michael, what do you think?
Nah.
You are okay. There we go. Okay.
All right. We'll go through it real quick. You see, folks, a little behind-the-scenes strategy here. The question that strikes me is, in doing that, are we serving the people that haven't been around for the beginning of the show?
Who, encouraging them to come in late,
who haven't heard it, or are we boring the hell out of the people who already were on time and making them listen to it again?
Mm.
What I would prefer to do, let's modernize this and say, if you want to know this full thing, go to talkers.com and look up top topics, and there it'll be. But I'm kidding a little bit.
I usually say that during the course of the program a couple of times, and I repeat, we record the top stories and put them, interject them into the countdown as well. So it's, you know, it's up to you.
All right, let's do it, only because I don't want to be disrespectful of you, and I'm partially kidding. At number 10, Snowden on UFOs. At number 9.
Which part of you is kidding?
Don't you worry. As I'm beginning this, isn't there something in the back of your head saying, oh, geez, why are we doing this? At number 9, Representative Katie Hill scandal and the Faro book and the Me Too thing. At number 8, the California wildfires and power blackouts. You should really tell everybody the reason Kevin did it is because you were late for getting back from the bathroom. At number 7, climate change, gun control.
You must have been reading my mind because I was about to say that.
Even when I'm not around, I'm tuned in. All right, so we're at number 6, immigration reform, race relations, and health care reform. At number 5, the 2020 presidential race and the Clinton-Gabbard spat, which is the past participle of spit. At number 4, we have Brexit turmoil and Canadian election. Facebook hearings at number 3. Maybe we'll talk about that. At number 2, Syria troop withdrawal and Turkey sanctions lifted. And number 1, the impeachment inquiry and the Ukraine scandal. The people on the survey. At number 10, Edward Snowden. At number 9, Katie Hill, Ronan Farrow, and Matt Lauer. At number 8, Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders. At number 6, Hillary and Tulsi. At number seven, Hillary and Tulsi. At number 6, Boris and Justin. Mark Zuckerberg is at 5. Lindsey Graham and Adam Schiff at 4. Bill Taylor and Gordon Sondland at 3. Joe and Hunter Biden at 2. And Donald Trump at 1. And there you go. For those
nice
of
job,
you just
man.
Joining us. Now be here on time the next time, folks.
Right. And me too.
Right.
Sometimes nature calls.
Right.
So here the business of non-political. The service here is acknowledging that we are on mostly news talk radio stations that are they're politically based. So we have other things, and I think it was you 3 or 4 weeks ago acknowledging that there are a lot of elements in the top 10 list, but oftentimes it's the first 2 or 3 that take all the attention. And for example, number 4 this week is boring Boris and his Brexit stuff. I don't know that a whole lot of attention was paid to that, even though it's a very interesting, he's an interesting character, and it's it may be not only interesting, but important to America, but yet, again, back to what is taking all the oxygen out of the room.
Yeah.
And you know, whether we do a disservice by not getting into that stuff a little bit more than we might. The Clinton-Gabbard thing, I think, is an example of something being taken out of context. Do you agree with that? Not knowing the whole story?
Taking out of context?
Well, what she said wasn't what was reported.
What did she really say?
Well, apparently she was making a reference to Gabbard in a non-political way. The interesting thing also about this, if I may continue the aside, Tulsi Gabbard seems to have come from nowhere. Do you ever hear of her before?
No, and as a matter of fact, it's only until this week that I could remember her name without writing it down.
Really?
Yeah, I avoided talking about her because I can never remember Tulsi Gabbard. It was hard for my brain to connect with it. Go ahead.
Well, some of the other candidates that are running seem to have come from no place.
But I found Tulsi Gabbard more interesting than the other candidates because I like that streak in her hair. That struck me as very interesting. And I don't mean to be sexist or demean her or whatever, but the thing that everybody was saying after she first appeared, when nobody had heard of her other than people in Hawaii, really, was she was the one with a streak in her hair. Isn't it true? Tell me the isn't it?
She came from Hawaii. That seems to have been, that's where I came in on her. I thought, oh, wow, this is somebody interesting from Hawaii. And then she went to the service, or back, because she was on active duty, and that made me even more interested in what kind of...
The more you learn about her, the more intriguing she is.
Right.
She is intriguing as a person. But then again, so is Marianne Williamson intriguing.
I thought so. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And I miss her on the debate. I think their ratings would be higher if they kept her around just as a dash of color.
But she addresses something that a lot of people are thinking. I happen to be someone who, and you kind of do too, who espouses her spiritual philosophy. And I found nothing wrong with her saying when the rest of these news media jerkleburgers were taking shots of her, shots at her when she said at the end of her first appearance she'd like to think that love could prevail. Oh, what in the world is wrong with that?
Yeah, I mean, I've always believed all you need is love, da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah. All right. Dun-dun-dun-dun.
All
anyway.
You need is love.
So Gabbard was incensed when Mrs. Clinton labeled her as a Russian asset, even though all of that, the attention brought her back into the focus. I don't think it hurt her. She kind of turned it around and used it to her advantage, frankly. Clinton's trying to insert. I just think she's trying to get in.
I agree.
The back door.
I mean, no, I think she's putting herself back in the conversation as a potential candidate. It's what they call a trial balloon. She's testing the water. She wants to be president, for crying out loud. She's going to run for president forever.
Well, Tulsi Gabbard endorsed Bernie Sanders last time around, and Clinton didn't like it. And all of her friends, according to Gabbard, didn't like it. She was told by a political operative that her career was over in politics because she didn't support
Clinton. Is very vindictive.
Yeah. Oh, very much so. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah. She is.
Yeah.
And Gabbard is interesting. I don't think Gabbard is a serious contender to be president, but I think she's an interesting person on the world stage, on the national stage.
She looks
right
a little
now.
Like Meghan, now the queen or the princess.
Markle?
You think Meghan Markle? Does she think it'll look like her?
No. Perhaps there's a certain.
But Hillary Clinton was trying to portray her as a traitor, as someone who was an operative for the Russians. I suppose if anybody knows about the Russians, Hillary ought to know about the Russians.
Right.
And
right.
She just basically told Hillary to drop dead, which kind of is an interesting. You know, she did. She's got an anti-elitism campaign going.
Mm-hmm.
She's very much a populist. She's all like Trump, actually.
She's well spoken. She's well spoken, and she was relatively supportive of Trump in terms of his Middle Eastern policies.
Yeah, right. Yep. So anyway, she's not going to win, as you said, but she's an interesting character and needs. I don't know if it's respect. I'm not sure what some of these people. I'm not sure respect is the right. Way of putting it, but in a moment I want to talk about the let me go back to the Facebook hearings a little bit and data privacy that is not something that is being discussed as much as it ought to be, but I think we ought to pay some attention to it. First, though, I'm going to encourage you to get healthy by losing weight and not using a crash diet, not going on drugs, not taking stimulants, but using a product called Calitren, Calotren. Why do I recommend Calitren? It worked for me, and I'm not heavy, but I wanted to lose some of the little poncho doodle that I have at the end of every winter. So I did. I got on it. And you know what? I started last year at this time as a defense mechanism against all of the eating of candy at Halloween and the food at Thanksgiving and the Christmas parties, Christmas itself, New Year's, Valentine's Day. All that stuff leads to weight gain for most people, no matter what your age. So with Calitren, it helps in weight loss by giving a sort of shot in the, I don't know where you want to get the shot in your butt. In terms of collagen protein being reinvigorated, you stop producing your own collagen when you're in your 20s. And that's why you kind of start gaining weight then, because collagen is the key to promoting lean muscle. And also with the muscle pushing out the fat, losing the weight, this isn't something that you take all day, every day. Take it once a night when you go to bed. That's it. No jitters, no upset stomach. There's nothing unhealthy about this product. That's why I'm happy to recommend it. It's called Calitren, and you go to Calitren.com, use the promo code DJV, and you can take advantage of the huge Halloween special they're running right now. Don't miss out. This is the biggest deal of the year. You buy three and get three free. Shipping goes along with it. So it's the resource for losing weight and keeping it off. All right, as we enter the eating season, entering the eating season, Calitrin should be top of mind. Get it, start on the program to sort of be, what is it, the best defense is a good offense? Calitrin.com, been around for almost 30 years, natural drug-free. It's at toploss.com or Calitrin.com. That's Calitrin to lose the weight. Use the DJV code for the great bargains.
Every day, Doctors Without Borders teams confront hard facts and conflict and crisis zones. When others might look away, we step in to act. Because measles still kills more than 100,000 children every year. We're there to vaccinate over 1 million worldwide, including those affected by the current outbreak in Democratic Republic of Congo. Because half of all maternal deaths occur during delivery or within 24 hours, we've assisted more than 1.4 million births around the world, including care for new mothers in Afghanistan. Because some countries only have one or two mental health professionals, we offer counseling and clinical care, providing over 400,000 mental health consultations worldwide last year, including care for migrants and refugees on the dangerous journey north from Central America. The fact is, your acts of care and compassion make our life-saving work possible. Picture the impact we can have together. DoctorsWithoutBorders.org.
Try the new CBD-infused beverages at your local store.
You gotta try the new CBD burger. CBD makes my life great.
CBD.
Just stop. When a new supplement is all the rage, how do you know what to believe or where to go? It's easy. You go with the people who've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years. Purity Products. And now Purity is offering the new CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic full-spectrum CBD from hemp oil, plus clinically tested botanicals in one little capsule that soothes aching joints, promotes good mood, healthy sleep, and stress relief. Even better, you can get a $9 trial with free shipping today. And with AutoShip, you save money and can cancel anytime. For your CBD Super Formula $9 trial, call now. Dial 1-800-484-5939. That's 1-800-484-5939. 1-800-484-5939.
Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, with me. I'm Doug Steffen, looking at the charts and ancillary conversation. We were talking about number three, the Facebook hearings. There's a new bill introduced by Senator Ron Wyden, Michael, called the Mind Your Own Business Act, which I thought was pretty fabulous. It incorporates feedback on legislation that started, actually, it was thrown in the hopper last fall, holding executives of companies responsible for user privacy violations. So how does that square with what you were talking about a few minutes ago?
Well, I think that the genie's out of the bottle. I don't think it's possible to really ensure our privacy any longer. Mm-hmm. We can try to protect it. We can put systems in place, but I don't think we can any longer ensure privacy in the digital era. And I think that privacy is one of the pillars upon which freedom is built. So okay. I think our freedom and our privacy are in jeopardy because of the great breakthroughs in communications. And I think that we have to figure it out. And I think one of the ways is in education. We have to start teaching our kids how to live in the digital age and yep. protect themselves from the perils that it presents.
Yep, 100% agree. I get newsletters from a lot of stations that carry this program. KMMS is one of them out in Montana. And one of the highlights they have in their newsletter is how Gabbard was elevated in Iowa by the things that Hillary Clinton said because they don't like Hillary Clinton in Iowa. So, you know, it's be careful when you're calling attention to stuff. I think she's kind of a maniac, Hillary is at this point, about some of this silly stuff. More from Michael Harrison on the countdown, a matter of moments here.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Back to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Get to the Bible by going to talkers.com, where you'll find the stories, as Michael so eloquently pointed out a few minutes ago. All the stories are listed there, all the people. That list, it's there, and lots of other ancillary stories about what's going on in the world of news talk radio, plus info. Michael is the interviews that he does every week, intriguing. I think we missed talking about Jim Bohannon, who's one of our favorites, you and I. Mm-hmm. He was there last week in the Michael Harrison interview. This week you have... what a contrast.
I know.
Mick Foley.
Yeah. The Jim Bohannon interview is still there for folks that want to hear
yes.
it at mhinterview.com. Mick Foley, though, who's this week's interview, he's the top of the pile of a list of some very cool people. Mick Foley is a retired WWE professional wrestler. He's a three-time champion, and he's one of those guys that played characters, and he played off-the-wall, violent, brutal characters. And he played one character called Mankind, a guy that was sort of a Hannibal Lecter type with a leather mask that covered half his face to keep him from eating people. And he'd pull his hair out. He was disgusting. And he used to really be known in the business of wrestling, a guy that put his body on the line for the sake of excitement. In other words, he had a million broken bones, smashed up teeth, lost an ear. I mean, we're talking... The guy is, it's amazing that he is alive. And the irony is, he's an intellectual, he is well spoken, and he's a humanitarian. And mm-hmm. since he retired, he has gone on to become a public speaker, a prolific author, 2 number one bestsellers in the New York Times. And I talked to him about all the world's a stage. I talked to him about how the WWE now openly admits that it's fake, and yet ever since then it's become more popular, and it's just as real as if it were real. The audience is in on it. It's improvisational theater. And I brought up the point that Donald Trump, before he was president, was so effective as a character that the WWE used as in real life. Donald Trump used to have, like, spats, to use that word, with Vince McMahon, and right. shaved McMahon's head in the middle of the ring during WrestleMania. They had a whole storyline. Donald Trump was in wrestling that the President of the United States being part of that, and now with Washington being a reality show, there's a connection here between Donald Trump's personality and just putting on a show. And we're in a time now where the media and reality have blurred the line so much between yep. fact and fiction that we don't know what's real anymore.
As crazy as he may be, in whatever place you put Trump, he's no dummy when it comes to this kind of stuff. He understands showbiz. He understands repeating the message.
Right.
He gets it. He certainly gets it. So that's an interesting listen. I listened to the Bohannon thing. I liked it because I like Bohannon. I don't know this guy, so I'll learn.
Oh, this is one of the most interesting conversations that's ever been played. I mean, I'm proud of this one because it's abstract. It covers a ground that you don't often hear talked about.
Yeah.
And that's what I always try to do. I always try to bring to the table something that's not being discussed, or at least an angle that's original.
Now, the Michael Harrison rap that you do, it's on. It's basically originates on a station in Washington that also carries this program. This is people say, well, isn't it like the Countdown? And I said, no, it isn't like the Countdown. But why don't you give us an overview? Because people can find that at thetalkers.com.
Its connection to the Countdown is that I'm on it, and that it does refer to the top topics in the country, because that's what I do.
Right.
You know? So if I'm going to be on this show, it's going to come and there. But it's a far more exacting conversation about the national conversation, and basically it's what people in talk media are talking about, and it has interviews. It has a number of interviews with people from all sides of the spectrum. It's nonpartisan. And it's been doing very well. It's only a one-hour show. It's every week. It's called the Michael Harrison Rap. And if you want to hear it, folks, it's at MHRap with a W, MHRap.com. I really would appreciate if you check it out because we work very hard in producing it.
WRAP. Great call letters for a radio station. Is there a call letter? Is there a radio station that's WRAP?
I don't know off the top of my head, but I do know that Wonk is a fictitious call letter. It's not the real call letter of the station, and Wonk is a pretty good handle.
W-O-N-K.
Yeah. So I'm having fun with that station. It's very experimental and a lot of fun.
Out in cow country, WMOO, real call letters for a station out in Wisconsin somewhere. Mm-hmm. Yep. All right. A lot of fun, a lot of information, a lot of great stuff. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Find out what's going on. Talkers.com is the website. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.